Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Acoustic Sheep Sleep Phones. And by the way, those two words are actually spelt together. So Acoustic Sheep is one word, Sleep Phones is another combined word. And if you're interested in having a bit more of a read about the Sleep Phones themselves, because Acoustic Sheep is actually the company, you can go to sleepphones.com. Or you can find these Sleep Phones on Amazon, and they basically come in two versions. There's a wired version, which is the classic one, and then there's a Bluetooth wireless one, which is the one that I've got, that I've recently purchased. And I always say I've got a favorite product, but this is one of my favorite products for helping me in particular relax and certainly go to sleep at nighttime. So what the Sleep Phones are, remember I said I've got the Bluetooth wireless ones here. It's a headband that you wear on your head. So if I pop them on now, I've got a band that of course is going around my head, and the little earphones themselves are actually going over each of my ears, left and right of course. And then where those earphones are in the band are actually inside the band, because the band actually has three things inside it that you can sort of zhuzh around or shimmy around to get to the right spot. So you've got your left and right speakers inside the fabric band. And by the way, you can get different fabrics and colors. I've got sort of a more of a exercisey, stretchy type material on my one. So because these things move inside the band, you can shimmy the left and right very flat, soft speaker inside the band to be right over your left and right ear. And then right at the back of the band, and the back of the band has got a little tag on it, and you've also got a little loop and hook or Velcro opening, which then allows you to take each of the speakers out and also to the little Bluetooth transmitter. So if I do that now, I'm just going to unplug the cable that's coming from both the left and right speakers. And that's a little micro USB cable that plugs onto the side of the Bluetooth transmitter. And I've pulled out the little Bluetooth transmitter. And for the moment, I'm just going to leave the left and right speakers actually inside the band itself. Because what you can also do, you can take these left and right speakers completely out, and you can actually wash the band, as in get oil from your skin off it, make it nice and clean again. You've just got to remember that when you take them out, and they do have a visual indication about which speaker is your left and right. What I tend to do with mine is I put the speakers down on my bedside table the way that I got them out of the band, and then I put them in exactly the same way. And the other trick about putting back in the little flat speakers, because they're actually very, very soft, is the little sheepskin covering, which is very smooth, that of course has to be on the side of the band where it's going to be over your ear. So you get that nice comfy feeling if you're a side sleeper like me and you're sleeping on that side of your head on your pillow. All right, so as I said, you've got the band that goes around your head. Inside the band, you've got the left and right speakers that are joined by a wire that comes together into a micro USB connection, which I'm now about to soon put back on the Bluetooth transmitter. The Bluetooth transmitter is almost like a little two-part bar of chocolate. It's a couple of centimeters long, couple of centimeters wide, very thin, basically. And you've got three raised rubber tactile buttons. They don't stick out that much, but they're very easy to find. The one in the middle is your on, off, or pairing button. And below and above that button is your volume up and volume down buttons. So turn it on, you press that middle button once, you'll hear a sound, you'll then hear a connection beep. Turn it off, you press it again. Or to pair with your Bluetooth device, i.e. smartphone, etc., you hold the button in while it's turning on, and then release it when you get a beep, 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 beep type sound. And that means in pairing mode, and then you go to your smartphone, etc., and then you pair the phone to the Acoustic Sheep Sleep Phones. All right, so I'm going to plug the micro USB connector back into the Bluetooth transmitter. And by the way, when you plug this connector back in, the points, the two little points on the micro USB connector, they're facing up. So the same side that you've got the buttons on, that's where they're facing up. They're not facing down towards the back of the actual Bluetooth transmitter. So I'm going to pop that back in now. And it does take a little bit of lining up. Okay, click, and it's in. Alright, so now I simply open up my little Velcro opening on the back of my headband here. And of course, I've currently got it off my head. And you push it in to the band, zhuzh it along a bit, or shimmy it along. And then you want it in enough so then you can bring the other opening of the band up and over that little connector. Then you can seal the Velcro opening. So what I've got now is I've got the Velcro opening of the band. Now this is just me over the actual connector because I think that just gives it a little bit more protection over the connector itself where it joins onto the Bluetooth transmitter inside the band. And then what I normally do is put it on like I've done now. And at the moment, the left and right speakers are now closest to my eyes than they are my ears. So I'm going to zhuzh or shimmy them back with just using my thumb and index finger to push them back so they're over my ears. Very good. Now I'm going to unlock my phone and then I'm going to tape my hand to the back of my head, find the middle button on the Bluetooth transmitter inside the fabric band, hold it in, one Mississippi, release, couple of beeps and a single beep, and I've now got my acoustic sheep sleep phones connected in this case to my iPhone. And I must say they're really comfy to use, particularly as I said, going to sleep at night time. Good sound quality, of course, not a huge amount of bass because that's not what they're designed for. Listen to relaxation music, general music, audio books, podcast, that sort of stuff is absolutely brilliant with these sleep phones. One thing I probably should say, because they're literally covering your ears, even though you can hear reasonably, I certainly wouldn't use these probably outside, out and about when traveling, because they do block out a little bit of the sound around you. So for inside use, walking around your home, outside in the garden, in the car, aircraft, sitting on a train, in bed, etc., they're absolutely brilliant. Probably battery-wise, I'm not sure the exact recharge on the batteries. I normally take these off in the morning, leave them charging all day, and I probably put them on about 9 o'clock at night, and they certainly, if I fall asleep and the audio still keeps playing, they're certainly going at about 6 o'clock next morning. So I'm usually getting about a good 8 to 9 hours of playtime out of the sleep phones themselves. And while we're talking about battery, of course, if you want to charge the Bluetooth transmitter, you open up the band, of course, via the little opening for the Velcro, undo the micro USB cable that's connected to the two left and right earphones, take the Bluetooth transmitter out, whack it onto a micro USB cable that's plugged into a USB charger or wall socket, and like I do, charge them up for the day, and then you'll be fine. And then, of course, unplug the Bluetooth transmitter from the micro USB cable, reattach the micro USB connector for the two headphones, pop the Bluetooth transmitter back into the band, and close the Velcro opening, and off you go again. But I thought I'd just let you know about these Acoustic Sheep sleep phones. They're excellent. As I said, the website's sleepphones.com. When you order them, please be aware though, besides having different fabrics and colours, you will also be able to get a different head size between small, medium and large. And they do recommend, because the sleep phones fabric does actually stretch on the band, then if you're between sizes, get the smaller size. So if you think you're a medium, get a small. If you think you're a large, get a medium, because the bands actually do stretch. But I hope that's given you enough information about the sleep phones. Acoustic Sheep do have, on that sleepphones.com website, do have quite a few good YouTube videos. Even though they're not audio described, they're in good detail to get a really good understanding of how the sleep phones work in reality. And just one final point, the other reason why I also did buy the sleep phones is because I was getting so sick and tired of trying to find my AirPods Pro or my normal AirPods in the morning. Always fall out of my ear. They'd land somewhere in the bed, under the pillow, behind the bed, on the floor, etc. Whereas the worst things that the sleep phones do with the band coming off your head is that they'll just shimmy up your head, give yourself a remarkable bed head, and normally just lay on the pillow so then you can pick them up when you wake up in the morning. But there we go. That's my demo and a bit of a chit chat about the acoustic sleep phones from Acoustic Sheep. As always, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo and chat. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.